Hey, where's my cucaracha music? I didn't get cucaracha music.
You don't get
music.
That on the Doghouse.
Damn
you
it.
Only get that on the Doghouse Unhinged, which for as little as a dollar a week, you can get at patreon.com/... I didn't say backslash.
Well,
I said slash.
And for
NPN.
And for $5 a week, you can get it and enjoy it five times more.
That's true.
Right?
You can play it five more times.
Because right. The more you spend, the more you enjoy.
That's
for
right.
$40
exactly.
a week.
The show gets better the more you have invested.
For $40 a week, we honestly don't even care if you put it up on a torrent site.
For $1,000 a week,
it's like the best
show you've ever heard. Okay.
Yeah. If somebody does $1,000 a week, I'll actually do prep for that show. How's that?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's
I don't know. That may be a stretch.
You know, we talked about a lot of fun things on that show. We talked about the Cleveland Indians.
We do. We talked about...
that's a lot of fun.
We talked about peacocks on a plane.
We do.
Which has got to be better than snakes on a plane.
We didn't get to talk about Bitcoin, but we had said we were going to
mention it. Yeah, well, you know, we talked about Bitcoin a couple weeks
ago. Better known as bubblegum.
Bubblegum.
Right.
You know, I just heard a commercial for Bitcoin. I know this is totally off Doghouse topic. On the ride in here, the guy's like, some companies are saying Bitcoin could be worth $500,000 to $1 million. And I'm like, wow, the crack that guy smokes.
Yeah, really.
I want some. That's good drugs there. Good drugs. Yep. But this is the Doghouse, and we're going to talk about murder sickles.
Well, then I'll start off by saying, and I brought this up to Warren in between the shows. And I said, I asked him if he was going to go to York to the factory tour this year, and he's mentioned it was like in September, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you might want to do that because there's a lot of people that wanted to do the factory tour down in Kansas City that can't now. Since they announced 7 hours ago, they're closing that plant.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yep.
You know, I was surprised by that.
Yeah. I'm not.
Well, I am because I don't think that's a union plant, right? I thought they would close a union plant because Harley likes busting the union.
They're going to close the plants based on
lack
of sales on the models that are being produced out of that particular plant because that's where all the tooling expenses.
And that,
right?
And that plant was the one that produced the Dyna, which doesn't exist anymore.
Doesn't exist anymore, right?
But what are they doing, Warren? You talked about this a little bit before the show because Warren had positive Harley news. So we have point and counterpoint. Warren, give us positive Harley
news. Well, in today's fiscal report, you know, which was just like almost every other motorcycle company has been downward trending. They also said within 18 months they're going to be pushing out their electric bike.
Yeah.
And the fact that they want to be the leader in electric motorcycles.
And where is that going to be? Where is that going to be produced?
It's not going to be in Kansas City. I don't see it being produced in York or in Tomahawk.
So here's my question.
Tomahawk, Wisconsin.
If it's a electric motorcycle, how do you get it to drip oil?
It's got a little spray bottle on
the
back.
Do you have to like fill it every like 500 miles of oil? Anyway?
You do that all the time. I haven't had a drop of oil in my garage ever.
Since it ran out.
Yes. that tells me there's Japanese parts in that motorcycle
there. Just tells me it's gonna grenade one day.
Yep.
But anyways, let's get into some racing talk because we do have a lot of racing talk. Mm-hmm. And we got to experience something we've never seen before this week and something that apparently happened last year and we totally missed it.
Yes.
Or whenever. How often is the X Games?
Every year.
Okay. That we missed. And I have a complaint about it. So let's start with the uphill snow drag races. Commonly known as
awesome.
The snow.
Snow bike hill climb.
Snow bike hill climb.
Brought to you by Harley Davidson.
Because now that they fired all those people, they have extra money.
Yes, right.
So
sorry about that, Kansas City.
I actually liked it. I
enjoyed it.
They did a uphill hill climb with like regular hill climb bikes with studded tires or studded paddle tires, right? And they ran up
the half pipe
for one of their
snowboarding,
long haired pot smoking events,
right?
And they brought in a bunch of guys who had pretty good accolades.
Yeah. Former hill climb champions.
Former hill climb champions, current hill climb champions, points leaders, rookies of the year, guys like that. And they drag raced up the side of the half pipe. And it was pretty good. My only complaint on that is when you go to a regular hill climb, there's like rocks and stuff that throw the bike off kilter. Now, it did develop some ruts that threw guys off. So it kind of had that. I felt like, though...
And they start... Well, every time they got the big ruts, they moved out a little further on the half pipe.
Yeah, and eventually on the half pipe, you run out of snow there.
Well, you become pure ice.
Right. Right.
But they were getting...
But with spikes, you get traction.
Yeah,
well,
they were getting up there fairly, you know, not super high, but they were getting up there
and
a little bit.
And I saw they had things that were draped over the sides, so that was probably can't go above that, right?
Yes.
I imagine the towels they had draped over the sides or whatever you want to call them.
Tarps.
Tarps or whatever. But
why? Because it was too steep at that point?
No, because there was no snow there and you were just grabbing into the ice and pure going. There's probably no challenge, right? Then it's just a drag race. Mm-hmm. But I was thoroughly entertained. Yeah. I enjoyed it. They put the whole thing up online afterwards, too, mm-hmm. which is genius.
The winner was 47-year-old, got the gold medal, excuse me. The gold medalist was a 47-year-old Travis Whitlock, who's won multiple hill climb championships. And he was the oldest guy at the X Games.
Yeah, and oldest competitor medal. And a gold
young
medal.
Young man, 47.
Yeah, no, and...
And it was a drag-off between, you know... For the gold and silver, it was a drag race to the top of the hill. One guy, you know, Whitlock, had the big spikes on his wheel, and the silver medalist, Logan Capella, something similar to that, he had one of those paddle wheel bikes.
Yeah, but they still had spikes on those, right? But
not as big, though.
Not as big and not as many, right? Because you don't have as many on the spikes. But it was a good race. I think both on Harley and the X Games Facebook pages, they have the videos up for that. If you didn't get to see it, definitely worth going to watch. I enjoyed it.
Wasn't a lot of in-person attendance there because it was the last event of the last day, and it was cold.
And, you know, people that go to X Games aren't really cool, you know. And I think they probably would have had more.
We wouldn't know. We don't get anything like that around here, right?
No, we don't get anything around that. Like
we get nothing cool.
And they did, Ken, and this was a bonus for me. Mm-hmm. They did have, it was hosted by Diana Dahlgren.
Yes, he mentioned that so many times.
That would be a bonus for you.
For me.
For me, it'd be like, man, woman, I can't tell.
But she was in a lot
of clothes. Within the leather parka, that would be even harder to tell.
Yeah, it was even harder to tell.
I'll bet.
She should have been in a traditional Supercross outfit. That's all.
That would have been in that cold.
She might try to get some curves. That would help.
Hey, she's better than Juliana Diana or whatever. Daniels. I don't. Or whatever.
Yeah, right.
The new one.
No, right.
Yeah. So whatever.
Clearly, there's some blindness issues going on in Supercross.
Monster is like getting into fitness instead of
Vooms. Yeah, fitness models are not. I mean,
don't make good. No. Fantasies.
Sorry. Women should have curves. Sorry.
Women and
the
road
sport
courses.
Itself, though, I enjoy. Yeah.
Women and tracks.
Women
should
and
be
tracks.
A lot of curves.
Should have amen, brother. There you go. We should make that shirt.
Yep. I didn't have a problem with Diana's work. She did a great job.
No.
The event came off fairly well, and I think it'll be back next year because it was great for TV.
If you're holding up a sign that counts down to the start of a race, okay.
No, she wasn't even.
That's
the 30
her work.
They had a 30-second guy. No, they didn't even have that.
Oh, God,
that.
Please.
Didn't have that because it was just a straight drag race. They had a guy. That hurt it, too. They had a guy starting the race in the middle of the track.
Yeah.
Number one.
But she was in Supercross.
Yeah.
She was a 30-second girl in Supercross. Yeah.
Started off that way.
She started off that way. Yeah.
But it was a good race. And then they had snow bikes. So you know what a snow bike is, ski in the track,
yep,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So then they had snow bike cross, which is like Supercross for snow bikes.
That sounds kind of cool.
It was cool. It was good. Here's my only bitch. My only bitch about the whole thing, other than the 30-second girl was a guy.
Oh, God.
Not even like a Caitlyn Jenner guy. It was like a dude.
But in a parka.
In a parka, right? Like. Throw a Monster Energy girl out there.
Would you have been better if Caitlyn Jenner's been out there, Phil?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wow. We're not going to ever publish this show.
Yeah, right.
But here's my only bitch. No whoops. They needed whoops.
You know why they didn't have whoops? Because they didn't want... Because they probably throw a track, right?
Yeah, I think that would have been a little
too much. Man up. Put whoops in.
Yeah.
You want me to feel like this is Supercross on snow.
Yeah.
It needs whoops.
And a spider cam.
Yeah.
It needed a spider cam.
It's hard to argue against a spider cam.
Right, yep.
But it needed whoops. But other than that, it was good racing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a lot better than I was expecting.
Did they have heat races?
We didn't see that. We just saw the finals.
No, you can see some of the heat races on YouTube.
Okay, so they did have heat races.
But I'd never seen this before.
I've been fine with that.
No last chance qualifier, Ken.
Thank God.
You are all in on this.
Thank God.
It was good. I felt like the track could have been, there wasn't as many jumps as you see in Supercross and Motocross, you know, and it was outside and it
was. Yeah, probably not a good idea to catch a lot of air in one of them, right?
Oh,
They were catching quite a bit of air, more than I expected.
They don't have the flexibility of a motocross bike, right?
Yeah, like you couldn't catch her for a whip. They were quick. They were fun to watch.
I don't know if you could whip that bike anyway, because that rear end has to be, oh my God, heavy.
It has to be 70 pounds.
Yeah, you start it whipping around.
You're not going to stop it, right?
You're going to keep on going.
But it was entertaining. I enjoyed it. It was fun. I think it was good racing, except for the one guy got out to a pretty good lead. Like, he dumped it, got back up, and he still had a three-second lead because he was just fast. Yeah. But throughout the pack, there was good racing and stuff, and I think
I'd watch it again.
I would definitely watch it again. Mm-hmm. There's now actually three events at X Games that
I would watch.
The
gold medalist for that one was Cody Matchuk.
Matchuk, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Matchuk.
The third event was the snow bike trick.
I didn't watch that.
Right, trick riding.
I figured one of them had to be doo-doo, and I saw two good ones and didn't want to ruin my experience.
It
was doo-doo.
This is the one I was unimpressed with, because those bikes are so heavy, you could tell they were struggling to do the tricks with it. The winner was Rob Adelberg, who did some kind of specialized flip with the bike, where he came off the bike part of the way while the bike was flipping.
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest of it, they were just the tricks that they were doing with bicycles 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Because these things just are so heavy that they can't. I don't think they can do it. You know, maybe in a few years, technology will progress and they can do more stuff. But right now, I think they were doing as much as they could.
Like, I figured, what were you going to see? A stoppie on a ski? Yeah, yeah, you know, right. Something no. like, I think I probably would have been more impressed.
I want to see a 760 on one of them, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, this was just like, you know, the ski jumps where they have the ramp and you go up in the air. So it was exactly that. Mm-hmm. It was a trick while you were jumping.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't going to enjoy that, so I didn't watch. Right. I'm not a big fan when they do it in the summertime when they do it just on regular motocross bikes. I'm not a fan of the trick competitions. I've never been. Right. I'm sorry if that makes me a bad person. Send all your hate mail to
Canada. There's so many other things that make you a bad person. Why even bring that up?
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, that's actually a good point.
But I'm gonna give the X Games a lot of props.
I wish
I'd known about the snow bikes from, you know, cause this is the second year they had them. Yeah. I knew nothing about them last year.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed the snow bikes. I would like to see some whoops.
I enjoyed the hill climb. Thank you, Harley Davidson and X Games.
Yeah, I enjoyed the hill climb. I think next year you'll see Indian dominate that.
I'm sure.
That was pretty funny because Indian's going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. We didn't have no bikes in there. Here's $1 billion, so-and-so.
Right.
So I see that being I hope that both those events return next year. I would enjoy watching them.
I would like to see them, so I'll probably catch up with it as long as I don't have to see a heat race.
Warren actually put them up on the Doghouse's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So you can go just search the Doghouse Two-Wheeled Radio on Facebook, and you'll get there, and you can watch them if you haven't seen
and
them.
And where was this on TV?
ESPN and
The Ocho? I don't know. I actually watched
one of the
ESPNs.
I watched them online myself.
I watched them online.
Okay.
I
hope that it shows up somewhere else, because I don't think ESPN is going to be with us in 5 years. So
I think the X Games will be somewhere.
Well, that's what I was saying. I hope they show up like on Fox Sports someplace.
You know,
actually,
the rumor is that they're actually talking to Bean.
Oh yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, I had to watch it online
Owen is taken.
Yeah. I could not find the schedule for these events anywhere.
Well,
so that's why I watched it online.
Right?
Well, doesn't the X Games have their own website you can go to?
You have to smoke pot. Like, they do a cannabis test. Like, when you, like, go in there, and you're like, oh, man, I didn't smoke.
So I have to go into D.C. if I want
to
actually
get
the schedule.
You got to go to D.C., right? Okay. Right. Like, they're like, oh, marijuana isn't legal in Virginia. Yeah. You can't watch.
Well, except in Danville.
So you need
Danville.
A VPN.
In Danville, it's legal.
Right. You need a VPN. Yeah. So, well,
Danville, it's legal.
AIDS capital,
so it's
Virginia,
it's
right?
AIDS capital, Virginia.
But anyways, I it was
there goes
good.
Our last Danville listener.
No, they don't have the internet there. We don't have to worry about
that. All right, we don't need to worry about that.
Oh, hey, bada bing, bada bang. Let's, you know, while we're on the topic of Harley, we got a couple minutes, probably. I don't remember if we talked about Jersey Jake Johnson leaving Harley Flat Track Team.
I don't think we did.
I don't remember. I would have to look back at my notes.
Really? Actually, Harvey how do you possibly
walk away from that team? How do you possibly do that? I mean, it's like such an opportunity to not win.
Either Harley fired him, which the press report doesn't read like that,
mm-hmm.
or he walked away for a chance to win because the bikes are not going to be competitive for 2 years.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Well, that's my point. I think that makes more sense.
No one's going to win but Indian for the next
year.
But
I can't imagine being on a factory. Like, you got the chance to be on a factory team. Obviously, you're not getting on Indian.
Well, are we going to see satellite Indian teams now because their bikes are so much advanced?
Yeah, you will see it because this year they're going to offer the FXR.
Right.
But it's not the engine that they're using with the factory team.
It sounded like you said it's not the engine you're using with the factory team. Oh, whatever. Listen, so anyways...
It's a different engine.
To throw more shade that it's not Harley getting rid of the riders,
mm-hmm.
Is that Briar Browman also walked away from factory Harley.
Yeah.
So Harley announced their new team for next year, which I like, mm-hmm. is going to be Brandon Robinson, who was there last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be Slingin' Sammy Halbert. Mm-hmm. Slamming Sammy Halbert.
Slamming.
Yep. And is it Justin or Jason Vanderkool? No, I don't
Jason,
remember.
I think.
Jason Vanderkool. Vandercoy.
He doesn't have a nickname yet.
Not yet. Because he was Rookie of the Year last year. So that's bringing to the feature. And Halbert was the only guy who interrupted the Indian win streak all last year.
Yep.
Right? So I think those are decent moves. I don't know what's going on with who did what and who's doing this. So... I don't know. We'll see. I think Jersey Jake Johnson, I kind of feel like that was a mistake unless he ends himself up on like a factory Yamaha or Kawasaki team if they actually do. The rumor mills are saying there's going to be factory teams in the next 2 years. And if he goes to one of those, I would say Kawasaki or Yamaha is coming to win. They're not coming to finish second.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's a good – maybe you need to get out of a deal while you could.
I think the problem they're all going to have is that it's not like Indian's playing in a lot of different places like Harley is and Yamaha and Kawasaki and all these other guys, that this is going to be a focus for Indian because it's paid off for them, right?
Well, but they only have one more year with this special engine. And then they have to go back to
the homologue. I keep Googling Indian special engine and it doesn't come up, Warren.
Well, I'll find it and send the link to you. Because I've seen multiple things.
But that's all been on Harley.com.
Yeah, but wouldn't Indian's engine by whatever time period goes by in there, wouldn't that qualify as a homologated engine at that point?
They got a 2-year disposition to run this engine.
Right, because they didn't have enough... They didn't have enough time to qualify for it, right? You have to have a certain number of production models that have that engine in it. Well,
is
that going to change?
I don't think the engine's changing.
No, I think it is.
I don't think so.
I
think it was that they haven't been in production long enough.
Right, exactly. And I think
that's why I'm asking about the special engine, because after you said that a couple weeks ago, I went back and looked.
I'll see if I can find those articles and send the links to you.
I think you're right. I think they did get this dispensation... because they wouldn't have qualified, and they wanted to get Indian into the sport.
It is not the same engine that is in the Scout. It is not the same engine that's in any of their bikes.
Is it? Yeah, but is it structurally the same?
It is not structurally the same.
So what would be the point of giving them the waiver?
To get Indian into the racing.
Money. What? Dollars.
Dollars.
Well, I understand that piece of it and everything, but if it was never going to be an available engine... I'm not quite sure. We're going to see Indian pop out.
The dirt track bikes that you can now go and buy at the Indian dealerships, the FXRs.
Right, the FXRs.
They're not even the same engine that's in the factory team.
Are they close enough? Because you don't have to have the exact engine. We have that same problem in World Superbike. It doesn't have to be the exact engine. It has to be structurally the same engine, and that's it. They can have different pistons in it. They can have different heads on it. It's basically the block, for all intents and purposes. It's got to be a production block, right? And there are some other restrictions, but it doesn't have to be the actual production engine, right?
Well, we'll see. I'll have to find those articles and get them over to you guys.
So
interesting when I read it the first time.
Mm-hmm. And it was on Harley.com if you're looking for that article. So here we go. Supercross.
Yeah, Supercross.
Right. Some good racing this past weekend.
Yeah, round four, Glendale.
Which means you can actually watch it and go to bed before midnight.
Which every time they said Glendale, all I kept thinking of was that movie with Paulie Shore. But they kept calling him Glendale. What was that? When he was in the Army now. And he kept calling him Glendale. And they're like, Glendale. And I'm like, Pauly Shore?
I was going to say, if you admit to a Pauly Shore movie, I'm not quite sure that...
It had camels in it, and that was relevant to last week's podcast.
I mean, Pauly Shore, eaten by Sharknado? Okay, I could go for that.
Camels were an intricate part of Unhinged last week. That's why you got to pay your dollar a month, Ken. Dollar a week.
You're right.
Right?
That is and why. Obviously you're not doing it.
And I'm too cheap to do that.
You are too cheap, but that's...
And I missed out because of that.
You did, and there's no doubt about
it. But if you don't want to miss out, go to www.patreon.com. That's patreon.com/NTN. Even months later, I can still do that in my sleep.
Yeah,
I know. I think I do, actually.
He texts it to me in the middle of the night sometimes.
Yeah, I do, right.
And other things, yep. Which he claims he left.
Because there's money tied to it. There's money tied to it.
Oh, it's. So they were in Glendale at the University of Phoenix Stadium there. 250s. Justin Hill.
You know what I'm loving? I'm absolutely loving about this season is that all the guys in both the 450 and in the 250s that we've talked about as the up and comers are proving it now.
Yeah,
that's
plus it's like everybody thought we were out of our minds 3 years ago when we said these things, and you look at it, it's coming to fruition now.
Yeah, you look at the top four in points. Mm-hmm. In 250s right now, mm-hmm. for the 250 West, mm-hmm. is Plessinger, McElrath, Savacci, and Cian Cirola.
Yeah, all the guys
we've been talking about for 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? You know, I know people sit there. Ken, you'd have cracked up 2 weeks ago on the show. I said something, and literally last week, during the middle of Supercross, they started talking about it. I know Jeff Emmerich and Ralph Shaheen listen to the Doghouse now.
Thieves,
right? Okay,
give us some props.
Give us
right?
some props, right? Be like, hey, the guys at the Doghouse
right.
said.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Because we know that Big P, Mr. Plessinger, listens to us because...
Well, I don't know if he listens to us, but he found us on anyway. Twitter. Yeah. He did like my Dilly Dilly comment about his win. Mm-hmm. But who doesn't like Bud Light? So
people with taste buds.
Sober people don't like Bud Light.
Well, I won't be getting once sponsorship drunk, from Bud.
Once you're drunk, it's okay. Well,
at the first three, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And that's Bud's gold. That's why they sell 12 packs, not 2 packs.
That's right. So half of it tastes not like bong water, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
Snob.
In Glendale in the 250s. I think this year is going to be a crapshoot that anybody can win any given week.
Well, that's what you hope for. That's what the series wants.
Right, and like I still think Cian Cirola is going to get a win. Mm-hmm. Right, he just has to stop. It's a mental game to him right now. It's mm-hmm. too much in his head. He keeps dumping the bike when he's the fastest guy on track.
Hey, he's had that problem. That's not recent. That's a problem that he's got.
Yeah, you know, and I'm surprised the guys at Kawasaki aren't working with him on that. This guy Chase Sexton, who's like the true rookie. Mm-hmm. Is having a good season. Justin Hill is like, nah. Him and Nicoletti have like fallen off the face
way
of
the
planet.
Way off. Yep. And Plessinger, I mean, especially in his heat this past weekend, he looked like he was just floating around the track.
Yeah, he looked strong. He looked good.
Of the group that we talked about a lot, he was the one that worried me the most. That is he actually going to deliver? Because we saw a lot of
mistakes.
Yeah, he made a lot of mistakes and. Now, I'm glad to see that he's...
And we're starting to call him Big P.
Big P.
Well, Warren's starting to call him Big P. Yes. Warren likes the Big P.
Yes.
That's why I'm drinking the tea.
No, I know. That's not the P I meant.
No. He says, I can't get enough Big P.
But he's got 2 wins now on the season, which is, I'm going to say...
It's an early season. That ain't bad.
It's early season. Well,
this is what, the fourth round?
Fourth round. So
two
literally,
wins, pretty damn good.
You're almost halfway through the season for 250s.
Yeah.
Right?
For the West.
Well, for their season, right? Yeah. East is a different season. Mm-hmm. So, what are they, like, usually like 8 or 9 rounds? Well, they have the 2 combination rounds this year. So 10.
Well, wait a minute. I think that changed up with these Triple Crowns now. I think the East and West, or at least one in the Minneapolis one, is going to run together in the Triple Crown.
I think it's Indy.
Indy, one of the two, they're going to run together.
That's what I'm saying. So mm-hmm. instead of it being like 9 rounds, it's like 10 rounds.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's what it is.
So that works. 250s has been entertaining. I feel like, you know, McElrath can win any week. Savacci can win any week. Cian Cirola can win. I think once it gets in his head, I think we might see Chase Sexton get a win.
Yeah, that's possible.
You know, I could see him being a true rookie.
I think he's going to get like several podiums at least.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's definitely looking like I'm here for real.
He has early leads, but I think he's, because he's so young, I don't think he's physically there yet.
And another guy who we mentioned a few times a couple years ago, and then we kind of got off him, was Oldenburg, who's actually been looking decent this
season. Well, because he kind of disappeared off the radar for a couple of years.
Yeah, well, he did, and now he's like kind of pulled back up, and Nicoletti's doing the spiral off the radar. Like, yeah. Nicoletti's like, oh, yeah. Is that a radar station? I'm going to drive the other way.
Right.
I think in general, it's going to be an entertaining and close. Right now, the top three guys are within 4 points of each other. 5 points, I'm sorry. I got to do my math.
Mm-hmm.
Plessinger got 92, Makaroth 91, Savacci 87. You know, I mean, they're all right there.
Yeah. Who's the pressure on this season?
On the 250s?
I would have said it was on Savacci. I think everybody picked Savacci to be the winner.
Yeah, I think it's on Savacci. I think clearly
I think
it's
the
on
pressure was on Hill to repeat, but he's not going to do it.
Savacci's got to win. He's got to win this year, or that's going to really hurt him. It's going to hit him in the sponsorship dollars.
Yeah.
Because it's so expected of him at this point, right?
Yeah, and there might be openings up in Kawasaki.
And I think he has to deliver to get that.
Yeah, so. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I agree 100% on that. Yeah. And then you go to the 450s. And the world is still a little in turmoil there,
mm-hmm.
right? Tomac won. I don't think
and
he had
decent.
I don't think he had a great race though.
No, he looked decent. He looked decent.
And the problem with Tomac is he's in a huge points hole.
Yes, right? Big points hole.
He's like what, ninth place, I think, in the standings, something like that.
Yeah,
he does have two triple crowns coming up, which will be big benefits to him.
He's in 10th place.
He's in 10th place. He's 1 point behind Musquin.
Yeah, the problem is it's very hard to make up points in in the Supercross 450s. Very hard.
Yeah, right? Well, they each have made at least one round.
Yep.
So they're already 35 and 36 points behind Jason Anderson.
That's very difficult. I mean, it is a long season, but it is still difficult.
Well, the Triple Crowns this year will give them a chance to try to make up some of that.
Right, and they have to take advantage of it because otherwise they're going to have a problem because the guys that are at the top are going to tend to maintain their points, so you're going to be picking up bits and pieces.
You got Jason Anderson leading, which to me is kind of scary. You know, everybody said, oh, he's mm-hmm. a title contender. I thought Jason Anderson would come out and win a couple races this year
mm-hmm.
and finish third or fourth in points.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not looking like, with everything that's happening to everybody else, he seems to be the healthy guy that's riding.
Yeah, well, let me get this out of my system because you guys know this is coming, right?
Get it
okay.
out.
So
Mute his mic.
You can do that.
I'm going to just cut it out.
Okay. Well, you're going to edit it out. I'm not going to do the I told you so bit. I'm going to skip that. No, I'm going to skip over it. And I'm going to say, if I was them, any of these guys here, what I'd be worried about is you got an unhealthy Roczen in third place in points. Okay.
Yeah.
And if he gets healthy
That's
in the
scary.
Second half of the season, I would be worried. Okay. Because the guy is, if nothing else, you can say all the things you want to say about him. He's a very consistent rider, right? He could get injured, and he's in.
Warren and I were talking about this last week or 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a mistake for him to be out there.
It could be.
Because if he falls, he's done.
It could be. It could be. Or he could be getting healthier
fast.
Every week.
He's on the fastest bike. You saw that on the straightaways. That bike is fast.
If he can avoid injury by the time they get out to like the eighth or ninth round, I think he'll be a lot healthier. I don't know if it's a matter, and
here's we'll have to talk about what we consider. I'm actually pause this because we're almost out of time and we should have this conversation while you're here.
Right.
I don't know what I consider healthy for him, right? Like healthy, I know you're saying getting the ring rust out and all this other stuff, right?
But I would say less that for him.
He still can't bend his wrist.
No, I know he can.
His shoulder.
I know
and
he
his
can.
Arm. And they're not talking about. He's not saying. Oh, that's going to change and come back to me.
No.
He's changed the way he's ride.
Yeah.
And I don't think he can move through traffic. I've seen the first four rounds. Mm-hmm.
If he's had a great start.
When he's by himself, he's fast.
Yeah.
The moment he catches up and he has to go by somebody, and that includes lap traffic.
Uh-huh. It takes a longer.
He gains on the leader until he hits lap traffic. And if he's out front, he's going to hit those guys and he's going to lose time.
Yeah, I don't know that he'll ever be as good as he was. The problem is that he could be good enough. in a tight championship, right?
This year especially.
In a tight championship.
And where
the key may be just score a lot of points.
Just finish.
With Muskin and Tomac so far back.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Now, here's the thing, and I'm actually happy to see this, and I'm kind of interested for you, because we've picked on him for the last couple of years, being fat and out of shape.
Oh, Barsha?
Bam Bam's doing crazy.
He's doing real well.
He looks in shape. He looks 20 pounds lighter.
Top five in every race.
One meal would get him there.
Hang out with us, he'll be out of shape.
That's right. If he can hold that up for an entire season, I think this is the most promising. But then again, it's also the most risky for him, right? Because if you got yourself in great shape in the offseason and everything, and you come in and you don't deliver in that season, who is going to want to pay money for you?
You know, he's already won that battle, though, right? Because Bogle came back this year, this week, and he got to keep his Yamaha. Yamaha didn't send him packing.
Oh, that's true.
Right? He's already won a big battle there.
This season.
He needs to finish. Mm-hmm. He needs to keep doing what he's doing. Mm-hmm. How much of an upset, and I'm probably going to be the first person to say this, how much of a surprise, upset, and great season is it? And is it the best season in Supercross we've had in a long time if Barsha wins the championship? He's only 9 points out.
If Barsha wins the championship, I think I will...
Coming in as a fill-in rider.
I will definitely... And you can cut this out and say this, okay? I think that probably... Hillary Clinton will run for president in 2020 again.
I think that's as far-fetched
If he stays in the top five, I don't think. Here's the real challenge to win a championship. In my opinion, is not how you do on the good weekends; it's how you do on the bad weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's Anderson's the thing. About to have a bad weekend because that's his pattern.
And he may he may, but I don't think that Barsha's the type of rider that can drop a bike, not be finishing the points, and recover from that. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. I think it's the best part.
It's the best story in motorcycle racing this year if he wins the championship.
I would think it would be too, but not as unbelievable story as if like Jorge Lorenzo won in MotoGP. That would be a stunner, right?
Well,
Barsha winning would be surprising, but I don't think anything would take us to the level of Jorge Lorenzo.
So we got about 2 minutes left in the show,
mm-hmm.
right? I will say this, that I'm a little tired right now. You brought up MotoGP and Jorge Lorenzo. I am a little tired of people being like, did you see Jorge Lorenzo was the fastest in practice? It's testing people.
It's testing, yep.
Right? Everybody's sandbagging. Mm-hmm. He's still on a Ducati. He's still a quitter.
And most of the teams are out there actually working on making their bikes faster for the season, not to be fast for the weekend. Right? So you gotta take it with a large grain of salt, right?
Yeah.
So... But whatever, it's not
a large.
The problem is never that he wasn't on a fast bike when he went to Ducati. It's that he doesn't know how to ride a Ducati. So
right. Here's what I'm gonna say, in the testing. If you think he's going to be fast, pick him in the pool. If you want to join the new Doghouse NTN Radio pool for World Superbike MotoGP, just kind of Google that on Facebook and go to the new one. We'll accept that. We kind of screwed up and had no admins on the last one, so we couldn't accept new people. There was a whole bunch of them. So if you're one of those pissed off people, you can actually...
It made us more exclusive.
You can actually send an FU along with your request to join, and we'll appreciate that. Ken, it was good seeing you. Thank you for coming
back. Thank you. It was good being here.
I'm a little shocked you're not at the State of the Union.
Well, where do you think I'm going when I get done here?
That's why we're finishing up early. Ken said we got to go.